Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
Hi, this is Jeff Green for Payments.com. And on today's podcast, we're joined by Don Bush, Vice President of Marketing at Account Inc. Welcome to the podcast, Don.
Thanks, Jeff. Glad to be here.
Sure. So, Don, Account recently published a 2014 Mobile Payments and Fraud Survey Report. How about a little background on that? What was involved and why is this important to the industry?
You bet. You know, we started this back in 2011, seeing the writing on the wall, how important mobile was going to be and how it has really taken hold in our economy and our society. And we wanted to see from a number of perspectives what people were thinking about it on the street, the merchants that have to deal with this every day. They have to put it on their websites. They have to create websites for mobile. They have to accept new types of payments and so forth. What we wanted to do is really see how they were reacting to consumer demand and the movements in the market. So we put the survey together, like I said, starting in 2011. The first one was published last year with 2012 results. We had about 400 folks participate. This time, we had just under 2,000 people participate. Over 1,000 of those were online merchants, and the others were service providers. And what we felt like, we needed to get a perspective from two different areas. One is what the merchants felt was going on and how things were working at their level. And the other one was how service providers, companies like myself or card brands or acquirers and issuers, how they were looking at the mobile market and how that was affecting what their business decisions and strategies were. And we kind of melded the two together in this report, and it also gave us one other piece of data that was very valuable, and that is by verticals, by industry, by product type, by company size, how people were implementing mobile strategies, both payments and fraud, in the industry. We felt that was an important piece of information that wasn't getting out, and we wanted to make sure the market could see that so they could benchmark themselves, see where the trends were going, and make some decisions based on that information.
Okay. So can you share with us some of the key findings that our listeners might find important?
Sure. It's no secret that mobile is exploding, but how people were responding to it, or at least how merchants were responding to it in our initial survey, was they were a little bit tentative. And now that you compare it 12 months later, you can see some tremendous growth and changes in attitudes towards how they want mobile to interact and transact with their consumers. For instance, one of the questions was, what is the mobile source of revenue for your particular business? And in 2013, the mobile source of revenue for 50% or more of the companies was less than 5%. And then you take those companies doing between 20 and 50% in the mobile channel was less than 10% of the folks that were out there. Mm-hmm. Now fast forward for 12 months. And we see that merchants that are receiving a source of revenue through the mobile channel of 20% or more has doubled. It's gone up over 21%.
Wow.
And those that are receiving less than 5% revenue through that channel has fallen off by 25%. So what we're seeing is a shift.
Mm-hmm.
More people are pushing mobile. More merchants are receiving revenue through those mobile channels. And they're starting to respond to that.
Mm-hmm. So were there any surprises? How were the best performers approaching the market with mobile?
Well, here's one of the surprises that I think we kind of thought the trend was there, but we needed more than one data point to see how that was going to pan out. And that's in the mobile initiatives. Folks that have a dedicated mobile website increased slightly, I'd say about 20%. But those that are going to or have a mobile app increased by 45% in 12 months.
Hmm.
folks that looked at, merchants that looked at the mobile channel and said, this is such an important channel, we're going to create our own app, went up by from 20% to over 50% of the market. That was a little surprising. We knew things were going fast, but that's really fast, especially when you look at what is involved in putting an app together and securing payment and putting all the things in place. The other thing that we saw along the same lines was mobile apps for use in-store. That increased fourfold. Companies that said they're going to support mobile in-store. So if I've got brick and mortar and I have e-commerce, I'm melding those two together in my omni-channel and making it work wherever the consumer wants to purchase, browse, or transact. Mm-hmm. Support of mobile payments, specific mobile payments like wallets and things like that, doubled in the last 12 months. So there's a lot of movement there that people expected, but it lagged a little bit, and I think part of it was because at the merchant level, there's a lot of mystery. There's a lot of what should I do first, what should I do next, where do I invest my dollars in this new mobile channel? I think one other thing that was pretty interesting is how fraud, obviously interesting to a company like mine, Count, mm-hmm. is how do folks view fraud? The inaugural survey was mostly saying that they looked at fraud as being just as risky as doing e-commerce. No more, no less, just the same. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that increase for folks saying that it is more risky by about 25%. Mm-hmm. So it's gone up quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Folks looking at fraud in the mobile channel, again, it might be because there's still some mystery there. It's a new channel. People are learning how to transact in it. And so there's a little bit more mystery. And as people are being forced to accept and move into that mobile channel, looking at fraud differently is necessary. Mm-hmm. There is new ways to transact, new ways to look at fraud, and so those types of things, sometimes it's a bit of a slower adoption, and people are assuming that what they already have is good enough. Mm-hmm. Another thing that the survey pointed out was people are saying, no, we need specialized tools to manage fraud. In the initial survey, we saw about 17% of companies that said, yeah, we think that we need special tools for mobile fraud. That's more than doubled. That's over 36% this year. Companies saying, yes, we realize now that we need specialized tools to check the riskiness of a transaction. So that was we knew it was happening. We didn't know it was going to double. Just a couple of points there that were a bit surprising to us.
Oh, yeah. So how do you plan to use these findings internally?
Well, like I said, we're a fraud prevention platform. And Count is constantly looking at what's happening in the market, not only from the merchant's perspective, but from the fraudster's perspective. Mm-hmm. What are fraudsters doing? What are the new techniques? What are the new trends? How are they using mobile to infiltrate? You know, anytime there's a transfer of information, we look at that as a weak spot in the system. Mobile is one of those new areas where information is being transferred, whether you're opening an account, logging onto an account, making a purchase, signing up for a free download. All those areas are weaknesses in the system that we look to protect. And this type of information, we want to see what the barometer reading is for our merchants, where they're seeing issues, where they're seeing opportunities, where they are lagging behind where they should be. And so we use that information every day when we talk to merchants and law enforcement and consultants and so forth to help them put together a strategy that's going to mitigate their fraud and yet still drive the highest opportunity for revenue that they can afford and they can see.
Okay. Anything else from the report do you think would be important right now to discuss?
Well, the inaugural report was mostly North America. We did have some international folks in there, but this time about 35% of this report has come from international areas. And so the report hits on different regions and how they respond. There are some slightly different uses and trends in areas like Latin America and the EU and Africa and so forth. So that's an interesting aspect that we've added this year. I think the other thing that is important for people to see is often the questions are broken down by vertical. So if I'm looking at apparel, or if I'm in health and beauty or insurance or something along those lines, I can see what's happening across the board in my industry, and am I above or below that? So it's a bit of a benchmark to see where I'm doing as opposed to the rest of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot more information, like you said. It's 76 pages that's just chock full of information. Some of it may be relevant to some folks, and other information will be relevant to others. So mm-hmm. we put a lot in there. It's worth a perusal, and hopefully people will gain some insights in their planning and their strategy, and we just we want to make sure that it's helpful for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And what are you charging for it?
It's absolutely free.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to count.com. It's on the homepage there. There's a link. Click on it, and you can give us some brief information, download the report.
Oh, excellent. Well, Don, that's all going to be very interesting. I actually printed it out myself, and it's going to be a good read. Looking forward to it. It's got some really good information in there.
Great. Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate your time.
Sure. Take care. I'll talk to you soon.